Welcome to the Fort Polk Podcast. I'm Jeff England. This week, we are focusing on Mental Health Awareness Month and its particular relevance in the Army. Mental health is important for our overall well-being, and it's critical that we take care of ourselves both physically and mentally. The Army has long recognized the impact of mental health on its missions and has long been proactive in addressing issues such as suicide prevention. In 2020, the Army launched a comprehensive suicide prevention program to provide training, support, and services for soldiers at risk of self-harm. And the timing of Mental Health Awareness Month is especially important given the difficult times we've had faced over the past year. It's vital that we all talk together, or it's all vital that we all work together and to support one another and take care of our mental health. So stay tuned and let's get started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to this podcast. I'm Jeff England from the Fort Polk Public Affairs Office, and I am here today with Krista Zayas from, she is the suicide prevention manager, all the way over here just to talk to all of us, all one of my listener.
All one, which is me.
So how are you doing, Krista?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm peach keen, jelly bean.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we've got May is Suicide Prevention Month. Or no, it's Mental Health.
Mental Health Awareness Month.
I keep saying that because that's your title, Suicide
right.
Prevention Manager.
Suicide Prevention Program Manager is my
program
title.
Program Manager.
September is Suicide Prevention Month.
Oh.
So I will be back again.
Oh, maybe. It matters if it matters how many people like our like the program.
Oh.
So be sure to like and subscribe and get the notices that we've got another thing posted.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then you can keep hearing us.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. So why don't you tell us a little about your program for the mental health awareness?
Well, so I really just wanted to come out and talk about mental health in general, right? Especially with May coming up being mental health awareness. What is mental health, right? So according to the CDC, mental health is just our emotional, physical, and social well-being overall, right? So what are some of the things that we can do for our mental health? Well, like you said in the beginning, our working out, taking care of ourselves physically is also part of mental health, which people don't
realize. Physical health.
Well, it is physical health, but it also plays along with your mental health, right? When you feel good, you think better, you feel better mentally. When you go work out.
Mm-hmm. You get those endorphins going.
Yes.
And that messes
those
with
happy,
your mind.
Those happy, happy endorphins, right?
Yeah. So we got mental health. The way I look at it is we go in for daily or for routine checkups for our body and our teeth and our eyes and everything like that. And then the mental health is just, well, it's supposed to be there. We need to take care of that too.
Absolutely. You know, if you think of any, especially when we think about the military, right? Preventative maintenance. We talk about all the time. You hear multiple Mondays, preventative maintenance, you know, checking all the fluids in our vehicle, making sure our vehicles don't break down. And we do the same thing physically to our bodies. So we go for our annual, you go to your annual checkups, you check your overall health, but a lot of times we overlook our mental health.
Absolutely. Because I know my physical health just breaks every other day.
Mine too.
It's like I pulled a muscle brushing my teeth. It hurt. It was like a rib. I pulled a rib muscle or something. Yeah, it hurt for like a day. I had to go to the doctor and get pain medication and mental health help.
Absolutely. Mental health help.
Mental health help.
So no. I actually posted something not too long ago on Facebook, and it was kind of one of those funny memes because here I am in my role as a suicide prevention program manager, and I go out and I talk to people about self-care and mental health and making sure you're doing what you need to do to stay healthy, both physically and mentally, right? And the meme had said that my biggest weakness in life is making sure everybody around me takes care of themselves, yet here I am operating on 2 hours of sleep, an Oreo, and a Red Bull.
That sounds like almost everybody here at Fort Polk.
It sounds like a lot of us, right? A lot of us are doing that. We are all operating on minimal sleep, next to no food. We're not mentally taking care of ourselves in the way that we should be. right? And then we wonder why we are so burnt out or so snappy, or our anxiety is through the roof and we're stressing over little things that don't even need to be stressed about.
Don't stress the small stuff.
Right. But we
don't sweat the small stuff.
But we do, because we don't mentally take care of ourselves.
Well, the way I look at it is the small stuff. People say, you know, people say that to me all the time. Why are you stressing out over such a small little thing? It's like, because that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yes.
That was just the last thing. The one thing that you saw was like the 15 billionth thing that has just pushed me over the edge.
Yes.
And they're just, they don't understand.
Right.
It's like, just leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Right.
Let me watch my shows. Let me watch my cartoons and I'll be happy.
Absolutely. And ain't that the truth, right? So it's those small things that people don't realize.
And they build up.
Push. Yes. And especially if you're not actively seeking help for it, or, not taking care of it when it's supposed to be taken care of, right? You just keep bottling things in. You keep pushing it to the side. Well, I'll get to it when I can. And then all of a sudden you have a mountain list of things that have to get accomplished, and yet none of them are getting accomplished. And there you are, sitting on your couch, eating a bag of chips, watching mindless television. And you have
mindless television. I don't watch mindless television. I watch very educational, uplifting shows like Family Guy and Rick and Morty.
And The Office.
No, I don't watch that.
No, I don't either.
I never got into it.
I see a lot of memes about The Office, though.
Oh, I do. I mean, they're great for memes, but I just never got into the whole show. Hmm. Yeah, weird. I never watched an episode of Game of Thrones either. I guess I'm just an outsider.
See, I did. I watched.
I'm Game of rebel. Thrones. I'm a rebel like that. Yeah. So, what are some of the things? What are some of the outlets that we have, or some of the help that somebody around here can look for or look to get if they need or if they just want to, if they're interested in seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, as far as resources go, I feel like Fort Polk has a plethora of resources that maybe people aren't aware of, because of, I feel like we have such a bad reputation. Everybody says Fort Polk is so awful until they get here. And
that's a mindset.
It is. Again, can, mental health, right?
You mentally can make any place you go horrible.
Absolutely.
Or you can make it great.
Absolutely.
You can make the best of it.
You sure can. And so, I mean, I will say, I want to put out there that Fort Polk has an app called the Community Resource Guide. A lot of installations are starting to get those apps.
There's an app for that.
There's an app for everything.
That was easy.
So if you download this Community Resource Guide app for JRTC and Fort Polk, and you click on it, it gives you all the breakdown of resources. So it has the chaplain's number, SHARP, family advocacy, suicide prevention, MFLAC, the Directorate of Emergency Services, risk reduction, ASAP, EO, right? So all of these different resources that you could utilize. Also, ACS is another great place that people, I feel like, overlook. ACS provides so many awesome programs for people dealing with stress management, financial planning,
anger management,
scream-free parenting, scream-free marriage, all of these things that essentially bring stress and can mentally overwhelm people. So there's so many great things here for people to look into and get involved with.
And there's even places and things that you can go to unwind and de-stress and degauss.
Absolutely.
Well, no, you don't know what degaussing is.
No, I don't.
No, that's when you demagnetize a tape.
Oh.
Like an audio tape or a video tape.
Yeah. So there's a little trivia for today.
It's when you put a magnet up to an electronic device and it resets it, or it damages it.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, well, and like you mentioned, the things to do around here too.
Yeah, I mean, go up to Toledo Bend.
Absolutely.
Hang out on the lake for the day or the weekend.
Yeah, or even if you can't get away there. I mean, on post, there's the batting cages, there's the pools.
Yeah, I just saw those working the other day. It's like, they're working. Sweet. Yeah.
Anvil Bar. What else? Bowling alley. Go-karts,
miniature golf. I mean,
we have amazing things here.
Soccer fields, baseball fields, football fields.
An endless
Fields of Clover, Fields of Gold, Strawberry Fields Forever. Yes. Onion Fields. Oh, great. I got her. Oh, I got her. She much. Can't, she can't talk now.
So, yes.
All right, fine. Back to being serious.
Back to serious.
Yeah, right.
So what are some other
Cloverfield.
Things? Cloverfield. Yes. So what are some other things that we can do for our mental health, right?
Fishing.
We talked physical, right? Oh, working yeah. out. I mean, fishing too is physical.
Not if you do it right. You do it right. It's just relaxing.
Throw things out.
You just put your line in the water and take a nap.
Yes.
On the shore.
That is mental health.
That is relaxing.
That's
mental health. That's my mental health. Yeah. Relax.
Yeah.
Some people call it lazy, but I call it relaxing.
I feel like eating is my mental health.
Oh, I can't. You know, I.
Which also contributes to my waistline, which is.
Yeah, I got to. I'm trying to lose weight. I've got this. Well, a lot of people call it a dad bod, but I call it a father figure. And so I'm trying to lose the gut, but it's getting harder because it's like gravity is just taking all of my insides and pushing it down, and it has no place to go because I wear a belt. Oh, okay. I should wear a girdle.
There you go.
Yeah. Or a myrtle. A boidle.
What are the the other
suspenders?
Yes, suspenders.
Yes. Firemen wear suspenders. But they wear red suspenders. You know why? Or you know why they wear red suspenders?
I don't.
Keep their pants up.
No.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, it's true.
Then you don't have to have the belt problem.
No. No. And you don't have a problem with your pants falling down.
That's right.
It's true.
It's a win.
It's a win-win. Win-win situation. So the mental health that we're dealing with right now is ADD, ADHD, a little out there. This is what happens when I've been fed. Okay. Back to your notes that you got going on. Can't even get you to talk. No, it's going to go out. Prodeo et Patria.
That's Forgotten Country.
It's on your sleeve.
I know.
Yeah.
It's Forgotten Country.
Yeah. I know what it is.
Okay.
It's the chaplains.
Sure. It is.
Yeah, the chaplains. They're here to help too.
Yes, they are.
They are.
They're a great resource. Also a confidential resource.
Ooh, confidential. Now, what happens if you go in there and say you're planning on hurting yourself or someone else? Do they have is that the mandatory reporter, or is it still?
The chaplain is still confidential.
Still confidential.
Yes. Now they will be your best friend until
and they'll help you out.
Change your mind. But
they'll help you change your mind.
Yes. But they are confidential regardless. So back to my notes, right?
Back to your notes.
Yes. Speaking of food, eating a well-balanced meal and staying hydrated, especially in Fort Polk, hydration is key.
Every meal I eat is balanced right on a fork or a spoon. Nice and balanced.
Yeah. So
if it's not balanced, it'll fall off.
Yeah,
it's true.
That is true.
So it's and then a balance
it turns meat. Into finger food.
Oh, yeah.
You turns into crawfish season where you just use your fingers. Ooh,
crawfish. That sounds so good. It does. And May is crawfish season.
May is crawfish season. Mental health and crawfish. You're on a roll today.
I'm on something.
You are. Uh-huh. I don't even know where I was going now.
Oh, you were going crazy. Mm. Oh, wait. We don't use that word around here. Mm-hmm. Too many people say what?
Where to get back now.
Oh, okay. So we're a balanced meal.
Oh, a balanced
meal is where we went off the rails.
Yes, with crawfish.
Yes, with crawfish.
Oh, good night's sleep.
Oh, God, I wish I knew what that was.
I wish I did, too.
That would be so nice.
Yes.
So what would you like for Christmas? A good night's sleep.
Yeah. So I don't typically get. So they say that ages 18 to 64 require 7 to 9 hours of sleep.
79 hours?
7 to 9.
7 to 9 hours?
Yes, of sleep a night. And I'm lucky if I get 4 or 5. So I can't speak on the good night's sleep, but I also have a 6-month-old. So.
Well, according to my wife, she says I get a good night's sleep. She doesn't.
Oh, do you snore?
Not anymore. Well, I don't know.
Do you keep her up?
I don't know.
I'm sleeping. You don't know because you're sleeping?
I'm sleeping.
That's right.
Do you snore? I don't know. I'm sleeping.
Sleeping. Yeah.
When were you born? I don't know. I was awfully young at the time. You're making this difficult.
I am. I'm sorry.
So a good night's sleep. 7 to 9 hours of sleep for a normal adult.
For ages 18 to 64 is what's recommended.
And for a 17-year-old, what is it, 16 to 24 hours of sleep?
Probably.
Yeah, he sleeps all the time.
They're growing.
I think, no, it's because they stay up all night playing games.
Yes.
Yes.
That is also true.
Yes. And I know this because they've waken us up.
Playing video games.
Yes. Screaming and yelling at the top of their voice. Two in the morning. Go to sleep.
Yeah.
Waking the dogs.
So what are some other ways that you decrease, let's say, your stress levels?
Self-medication.
Self-medication.
Yes.
What do you use as self-medication?
Beer. I like a nice cold one.
I mean, that can help. Right?
It can, but you have to do it in moderation.
Absolutely. Because, everything in moderation.
Because it's expensive and you want it to last. So just.
Yes.
And I like beer because you can drink it like all night long and instead of like a shot and it's gone. If you have a shot, it's like, okay, I'm going to pour a shot and boom, it's gone.
Yeah.
No, you pour beer and it's there for a little while. Yeah. Like a half an hour.
Well, I think you said the key is moderation, right?
You can't
be drinking in excess because then that becomes another problem.
I don't always drink beer.
Yeah.
But when I do, it's too excess. Too excess. I am the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah.
I am.
I would agree. I would agree.
Somebody has to be.
That's right.
Okay. And what else do you do to self-medicate or to, I sleep.
Yeah. Well, I don't sleep actually.
I try to sleep.
I try. I enjoy sleep when I can. But like I said, I have little ones, so they tend to keep me up.
Ah, so. That's always fun.
Yes.
And I'm sure you look forward to the day that, they go off to college. So you can get a good night's sleep.
I don't even know that I would sleep good then. Because now you're stressed out about other things.
See, you're just a stressy Nessie.
Maybe.
Stressy Nessie. You gotta de-stress. What do you do to de-stress?
You know, that's a great question.
It is a great question.
That is.
It's funny how I came up with that all by myself.
You did. And it perfect segue.
Yeah.
Yes. So what do I do to de-stress? Well, I don't do enough to de-stress.
Well, then maybe I should do some more.
I should. It kind of goes back to, like I said, I'm operating off of, you know, an Oreo, 2 hours of sleep, and a Red Bull.
An Oreo.
Why not Oreos? Oreos.
I've never heard anyone say I've had an Oreo.
An Oreo.
It's more like I've had an box of Oreos.
The whole sleep. Yeah.
It's like those Girl Scout cookies, the Thin Mints.
Oh, yes. Yeah, those are delicious.
Might as well just you can't reclose the sleeve, no. So you might as well just eat them
might
all.
Might as well, right. Just, and they're best frozen.
Oh, they are. We got some in the freezer. Them. We do.
Those are the best by far.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They should make an ice cream out of that. They do.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Thin mint ice cream. Little bits of mint in it. Ah.
That sounds wonderful.
It is wonderful. I'm glad I brought it up.
I am too. That's now going to be my stress relief. Going to get
ice cream in moderation.
In moderation.
In everything in moderation.
Yes.
Doses of Jeff in moderation.
Yes.
No more than 46 minutes in a month. Or a week at least. I have to let my listeners know. It's like, okay, it's 46 minutes in a week. That's good enough. That's good enough.
Yeah.
Just leave a comment and let me know. Like, dude, you talk too much. And you breathe into the mic way too much. Sorry, I'm a heavy breather. I'm a loud breather. Is weird. Okay, so you sleep. Oh wait, and you or you don't sleep, but you have Oreos and ice cream and.
Oh, that's kind of like the joke. But I would say as far as.
Does it help?
I mean,
then it's not a joke.
Yeah, I think as far as self care.
Oh, like a right. Manicure
mental
and
health.
Get your hair done.
Those are all great things too.
I just got my hair did.
Yeah. Like everything is.
Yeah. Poor thing.
I know.
Are you stressed out?
No, it's just one of those.
Do you need help?
You need somebody.
I know the manager.
Do you?
I do. I could give you your phone number too. But you already have it.
I do.
You do. Yeah. So Okay. Back on subject. What subject are we talking about?
Yeah, no. Exactly.
Sorry, I'm a little stressed.
Why are you stressed?
I'm not. Well, I am. Because it's so important for me to have important guests like you.
Well, thank you.
On my show. And it's very important to me about mental health. And but it gets me very anxious and in sketchy when I start talking about mental health.
Why?
Oh, because I've had problems. I've had problems in the past. I've had problems in the future. And I mean, it's always it's an ongoing battle. You got to just face it and get over all of these preconceived notions of what mental health is and what talking about it is and all that stuff. And I still have difficulties trying to get over the preconceived notion that I have because I've had some bad experiences in the past. They tried using mental health and things that I say against me and they used it as a weapon.
Yeah.
And they don't do that anymore. And it's been taking a while for me to get over that initial interaction. But I can guarantee people out there that, yes, you know, sometimes it just takes talking about it, you know, talking about your problems, talking about your issues, talking to somebody that can help.
Right. So I think when we talk about mental health, there is a lot of stigma that surrounds it. And a lot of people feel that if they come out and they say that they're struggling with anxiety, we'll use anxiety because a lot of people have anxiety, that they're going to be labeled or they're going to be seen as less than because they are defined by what they believe is their illness or their mental health illness, which the only way we can get over that is to talk about it and to have those conversations and not focus on just the illness, but the person. Because everybody struggles. I struggle.
Everybody struggles.
Yes.
You know, you get help by talking about it. You get help by seeing somebody that can offer other means and another view and ways to cope, and they can give you pointers on what to do, and they can point out or they can help you see the way you're thinking and try to bring light to or shed light to what is causing you to feel a certain way. And once you're able to recognize that, then you can learn how to rethink the way you're looking at it. And it's like, okay, is this really the way it is, or is it just the way I'm seeing it?
The way I'm interpreting.
Yes. And what proof do I have?
Right.
And you know, sometimes it's just simple things like that.
Absolutely. And I think with that too being said, communication. You have to be able to talk and
Need to learn how to talk.
Yes. Yes, you do.
It's crazy.
You struggle.
I do. I struggle to find the words. It's like my brain works too fast and my mouth can't keep up.
Oh my.
Yeah. Another mental problem, I guess.
Yes.
And then, ooh, a squirrel.
That happens.
Yeah. I can't keep my mind on one subject too long unless I, which is really weird because sometimes I get ultra focused on things and then it's like laser focus and you don't want to bother me when I'm doing that or I'll lose my train of thought I won't be able to get back on that track. I'm back on the tracks.
So are you the type of person where, you know, you have to have a sign on your door that says like work in progress, don't disturb before?
No.
Oh, maybe we should put a sign on your door that says.
No, because people will think that I'm in there messing around.
Oh. Well, then we'll leave your door open and stick it on your back while you're working on your computer.
I can't do that. I have to face the door. I don't trust people walking up behind me.
Fair enough.
I can't have my back towards the door. Maybe I was Wild Bill Hickok or whoever it was that was shot in the back. In a previous life. So do we have classes that can help, or is it just Are the services that are offered here on Post, are they reactionary or preventative?
Both.
Both.
So we have services on Post that mostly are preventative, that you can go to, you know, when we talk, again, talking about mental health, right? ACS offers a class on stress management.
They do.
And so if you need tips on how you can better handle your stress, whatever it is that you're dealing with, they have those classes. They also have classes on how to become more organized, because believe it or not, the more organized you are, usually the less stressed you are.
That's because you're not busy trying to find things that you've misplaced.
Right. That is very true.
A place for everything and everything in its place.
That's right.
That's the way I
So the more organized you are, which you can get the help from ACS, or you become less stressed. And if you're not organized, then you go to the stress management, right?
Gotcha.
So reactionary, right? Once, what happens if now we're at the point where we didn't take care of ourselves mentally, like we said we were going to, and we have hit a wall or we've hit a breaking point? At that point, we have people like the chaplain who you can go and talk to, and they can help work through whatever it is you're dealing with. We have behavioral health, where you can go and talk with somebody from there. We have MFLAC. So there's lots of people that are out there that are willing to sit there and listen to you and help you figure out what it is that you are struggling with mentally.
And who are these services open to? Are they open to everybody that's Fort Polk qualified, or active duty military and family, or civilian, DA civilians?
So the chaplain is available to everybody and everybody on Fort Polk. You know, behavioral health is open to our family members, our service members. Our MFLACs are open to everybody on post, our civilians, our family members, and our service members. So there are lots of other resources out there too that are available to everybody, such as Military One Source, somebody that you can contact and explain what is going on. And they can refer you off post to other services if you're not comfortable on post with the services.
And veterans have the VA.
Yep. The veterans have the VA, which is right outside of the university gate.
467.
Yep. There's also one up in Alexandria. It's also great.
It's Pineville.
Is it Pineville? I thought it was Alexandria.
Nope. It's on the other side of the bridge.
Oh, okay.
That's the hospital.
Yes.
But you also have to be eligible to use their services.
Yes.
There are different levels of service when it all depends on the level of disability that you have.
Okay.
But I don't think they're going to turn away anybody. You just might have to file insurance or something like that. I don't know.
Right. Then we also, I mean, if you absolutely get to the point of, let's say, suicide now, right? We haven't mentally taken care of ourselves. We've hit the break and now we, let's say, can't find services and we're at an absolute breaking point to where we've now contemplated suicide or thought about suicide. We do have the National Suicide Hotline number, which they just changed July to 988. So that's something that anybody and everybody can call. You dial 988, one for military option, two for civilian, and they will put you in contact with somebody who can talk to you.
Yeah. As long as they don't put me on hold.
I don't think they put you on hold.
Like, call back later. Thanks. Appreciate it.
This number has been disconnected.
I've noticed that they've changed the number to 988. They're doing a real big push on that number, and I see it everywhere now.
Good. It's like,
so if you're having a problem out there, just please dial that number. Don't wait till it's too late. That kind of solution is a permanent solution for a temporary problem. And believe me, the problems that I have now are not the same problems that I had last month.
Right.
It's just they change all the time.
Yes.
And, you know, whether they get better, worse, or go away or whatever, you just work through it, or, you know, find a way to work through it, because it will pass.
Yes.
Just like all storms.
This too shall pass.
This too shall pass.
Yeah.
Storms pass, even on Jupiter, because they go around. Yeah. So they'll pass.
Well, if you're reluctant to call 988, I know there's a lot of reluctancy when there's unknown or uncertainty in things. So there's another podcast here, which is the Household Six podcast. And she actually called the 988 number and recorded it. So you can go on and listen to that and see what it's like to dial 988 for yourself if you're hesitant to dial it, and see how that conversation plays out.
And what was the result of that?
It was really good. I encourage everybody to listen to it so they can hear for themselves.
Did they get the cops called on them for dialing the number? Not an emergency?
Nope. Cops didn't get called. You know, their name wasn't reported up to anybody. They weren't fired from their job. There were no negative consequences.
No negative consequences for dialing the number? Did anybody have a real problem when they called? Or were they just calling to see how it was going?
So she did two phone calls, actually. So the first phone call was, hey, I'm calling and I just want my viewers to hear how this plays out. What do you do? What do you suggest? How does this work? And then the other call was, she had called because she was struggling with something. And so she shared a lot of information. And actually, she said the lady on the line was super helpful and very nice. And she said it went way better than she thought it did.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So, shout out to the other podcast that's on post.
She's PCS.
Oh, she's PCSing.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll take it with her and bring it back up on her next place.
Yeah.
And that's the, what was that called?
Household Six. Podcast.
Household Six. Yeah. I've seen that around. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, I think the colonel was on it, or one of the commanders was on it.
So she's interviewed the CUG and Colonel Smith, Lieutenant Colonel Reagan from Behavioral Health, myself. So lots of people go up on that too.
Yeah, why didn't we get Colonel Reagan in here?
I don't know.
Yeah. He didn't want to be with you?
Yes, no.
He doesn't like
it. No, uh-oh. I think he had something going on.
So we've got classes and prevention, and 988 is the number, and we can get those. What else? What's anything special going on for Mental Health Awareness Month? Like any activities or special displays or anything like that going on?
So we'll have, you know, like tables set up that have information on behavioral health services throughout the installation. I'll have the suicide prevention stuff put up. So that way, if you're struggling and you can't find a reason to live anymore, you'll have different resources that you can contact. Just trying to talk to the public more about the stigma of it. So that's why I'm glad I was invited, or I kind of invited myself here.
No, you're always welcome around here.
So we can talk about mental health and trying to reduce that stigma, because I think ultimately, that's the number one goal, is to reduce the stigma so people reach out when they need help.
It is. That's the biggest problem that I find that we have in the military in general, is the stigma of certain helpful things. And, you know, it's a lot has changed in 30 mm-hmm. years, you know, and what was once looked upon or frowned upon is now just second nature. And mm-hmm. it's like, oh, come on. Everyone does it. Everyone has it. And mm-hmm. and you got all the, you got like everyone in Hollywood. It's like, oh yeah, my psychiatrist tells me this. And I was talking to my counselor. It's like, okay, that wouldn't have happened back in the early days.
Right. Yeah. Back then it was a non-talked about subject. Just like drinking and driving wasn't talked about. Child abuse wasn't talked about. Domestic violence wasn't talked about. It was an at-home issue that you only discussed behind closed doors. And so I think, again, the more we talk about it, the more we decrease the stigma, and the more likely people are apt to say, hey, I am struggling and I need help.
Now, it is, you know, it's May, which is almost halfway through the year. Mm-hmm. We're coming up into the summer, which is going to be mega hot, like 3 degrees from the sun hot and humid. And that's going to put stress on people physically and mentally. Yes. I know it does to me. I mean, I go outside and it's like I just jumped out of a pool. Right. And I just can't handle that. And that physically and mentally drains me. The sun and the light and all that stuff all day long, almost all night long. That drains you. Then you get into winter and the Christmas season. And, mm-hmm. you know, Christmas is one of the biggest times for melancholy and depression.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the winter time is stressful, and especially the holidays being stressed out. And then you got, we just went through tax season, and that's stressful for some people.
That's very stressful.
And, you know, even tax season, the military has the tax center mm-hmm. to help you out. So, I mean, there's just the little things that you can think of is helpful just to help.
Absolutely.
Just to know it's there can help. And it's mm-hmm. like, okay, yeah, I can go there if I want. I can go there if I need it.
Right. Well, and even if you don't need it, these resources are here for you. Because again, they're preventative. You're supposed to be using them before crisis hits. So you go to ACS and get financial readiness. It's not because you're struggling financially. It could just be because you want to learn how to better invest your money and get more money back. Or, you know, like you said, tax season, what should I do with my tax return if I'm getting a tax return? How?
Spend it on candy.
Spend it on candy.
See? Yeah. Solved it. If you are out there or having any problems spending your tax returns, just give me a call here at the Public Affairs Office.
That's right. And then after you spend it on, you know, all your candy, then you go to, what is it? The health place?
GNC?
No.
Walmart? The no. Commissary?
No.
The PX?
Oh my gosh.
Amazon?
Killing me.
Bigger than a bread box? Is it blue? Is it green? 25? No. 42?
Dietitian. That's what I was trying to think.
Oh, that's...
You go to our dietitian because then you have diabetes after purchasing and eating candy.
That is a lot of candy. Moderation.
Moderation is key.
Got to make the candy last, like Halloween candy. Like Halloween candy, that could last all the way into January. But by then, it's just the candies that nobody wants. Nobody. That it doesn't even have real names on it. You've got some that's candy right. corn and blobs of melted something or other.
That's
and
when you just throw it all away.
Yeah. That's
because then by then, you're getting Valentine's Day candy.
So. Yes. And then we're all over again.
And then you keep that until.
See, that's the secret we've got is we buy Halloween candy after Halloween. We buy Valentine's candy after Valentine's. That's when they all go on sale.
Deal.
Yeah.
And the Christmas awesome. Candy too.
And the Christmas candy too.
Yeah.
But anyway, Krista, what else? Anything else that I think we cover everything? I'm going to give you a second to look through your notes and see if we make sure that you don't walk away saying, oh, I should have talked about this. No, you're good.
I don't even know what we talked about. What we did
I have
at
no
this
clue.
Point.
It was a wild ride. It's been a long and winding road.
Yeah.
It's been one crazy voyage. Krista Zayas, Suicide Prevention Program Manager. We've got all kinds of numbers. If you're having problems out there or if you need someone to talk to, please dial 988 for that hotline. Get the help you need. Make sure that you don't think it's a bad thing. Go out, learn about things, talk to people, be there for somebody if they need you. It's been great. And please be sure that we are aware of mental health during the month of May. And I think we'll be seeing you. But I appreciate you, Krista, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. There we go. I knew I was in there somewhere. Anyway, I'm Jeff Ingham with the Fort Polk Public Affairs. Thank you all for listening. Please be sure to hit subscribe and notifications when we get new episodes out there. And I guess we'll be listening at you later.